First Lady Laura Bush is spending this week in Africa. She's on a goodwill mission promoting her husband's policy aimed at preventing the spread of AIDS and malaria. She's also pushing her own agenda, talking about expanding education and legal rights for women. In her first days on the trip, the First Lady saw two very different approaches to slowing the spread of HIV. NPR's David Green has been traveling with Mrs. Bush and has this report.
Fresh from a weekend safari with her daughters, First Lady Laura Bush arrived in Cape Town. Her first stop was Khayelitsha, a downtrodden district of dilapidated shacks with tin roofs. She entered a room full of mothers. Many wore T-shirts that said HIV positive. Some held their babies. The mothers offered Mrs. Bush an emotional welcome. The First Lady was there to visit a program called Mothers to Mothers-to-Be. HIV-positive moms advise other women about how to avoid passing their virus on to their children. One of the mentors, Babawa Mbono, promoted one way to prevent the spread of HIV in her country, where an estimated 5 million people are infected.
And mostly in South Africa, HIV has been attracted only by sex, you know. That's why we teach people to condomize.
But that's where Mbono and her guests from the United States don't agree. On her flight out of South Africa, Mrs. Bush put much more focus on abstinence as a way to stop the HIV virus from spreading.
Let me say one thing. If you live in a continent where a quarter of the people have a sexually transmitted disease that's deadly, then abstinence better be one of your concerns, or one of your major concerns. You know, that it's just a fact of life. That's the only way you know for sure you wouldn't get a deadly disease.
Mrs. Bush landed next in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The nation is nearly half Muslim. Extremists there exploded a bomb at the U.S. Embassy 7 years ago. But yesterday, exuberant children danced and played instruments for her at several locations. Her primary stop was at an AIDS clinic run by the local archdiocese and Cardinal Polycarp Pengo.
It may be asked, why should a religious institution such as the Catholic Church get so much involved in the problem of HIV/AIDS?
The answer, Cardinal Pengo said, is that the church will get to the root of the AIDS problem. In the United States, critics of the president say he and his conservative allies have funneled too much AIDS prevention money to programs in Africa that stress abstinence and question the effectiveness of condoms. Yesterday, the First Lady delivered some news to Cardinal Pengo's program, known as Posada.
We believe the best way to provide services is through organizations like Posada that have deep ties to the community and can provide help person to person. I'm pleased to announce that the United States will strengthen our partnership with Posada, providing an additional $500,000 from the emergency plan over this year and the next.
The First Lady has increased her foreign travel and her exposure to some tough issues around the world.
You're also telling some members of the American press.
Her final stop on this tour is Rwanda. Mrs. Bush says she wants to call on leaders to keep talking about what led to mass genocide there a decade ago. David Green, NPR News, traveling with the First Lady in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.